الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكر الله تعالى فيها أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, time is a very great mata', is a very great wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. The importance of time can easily be understood when one looks in the Quran and sees the extensive number of times that Allah Ta'ala has taken oath, taken qasam on time. Wal fajr, by the dawn, walayalin ashr, by the 10 nights, wal layli idha yaghsha, by the night, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, by the day, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتَرِ, by the 9th night and the 10th day. Not only has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْعَصْر, by time itself, not only has Allah ta'ala taken oaths on time, but the entities which bring time into existence, on them also Allah ta'ala has taken oath. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا, by the sun, وَالْقَمَرِ, by the moon, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى, by the stars. When one looks at all these various qasams and various oaths that are taken on time, there is a great message that this insan, that this human being has to understand. Nowadays, we regard wealth, worldly wealth, to be something of importance. But if you lose money in a deal, you can do another deal. You can recover financial loss. Somebody loses a job, he can sometimes get a better job. Some investment goes awry, goes off, it is possible he may do a better investment. But that ah, that 1 second, that breath that leaves your body, all the forces of the world put together, all the science, all the technology put together, can never ever give it back to you. Every second that is lost, every minute that is lost, every hour that is lost, every day that is lost, this is that treasure and that wealth which nothing and no system in this world will ever be able to recover for you. One riwayat it comes that every day when the day dawns, the day calls out, Ya Ibn Adam, O insan, Inni khalqun jadid, I am a new creation of Allah, a new day has dawned. Wa ana fima ta'amal fiya ghadan alayka shaheed. And whatever you will do within me, however you will utilize the time of this day, whether shar or whether khair, whether good, whether evil, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. However you will utilize the time of this day, tomorrow on the day of judgment I will be a witness either for you or against you. When a candle burns, that wax is lost forever. When a leaf falls off a tree, you can't put it back again. It will wither away. But the time and the seconds and the moments of the life of this insan, it appears as if it is being lost. But the reality and the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, it is being recorded. It is not being lost, it will be brought in front of you again on the day when you will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this day addresses insan and says, whatever you will do within me, tomorrow I will be a witness for you against you. فَعْمَلْ فِيَّ مَسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْ خَيْرٍ So exert yourself. Try and utilize this in khair, in good, to the best of your ability. فَإِنِّي إِنْ ذَهَبْتُ لَنْ أَرْجِعْ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا Because once I am gone, once this day, once this hour, once this moment is gone, لَنْ أَرْجِعْ إِلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا I will never ever come back to you. وَاللَّيْلُ يَقُولُ مِثْلُ ذَلِكَ And the night also says the same thing. And it comes in the riwayat that once the day terminates, then the day makes the announcement, makes this dua. Alhamdulillahi alladhi arahani min ad-dunya wa ahliha. All praise is due to my Allah. All praise, shukr, gratitude to my Allah who has freed me from the people of the world. Because that day is gone and it is never ever going to come back again. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, for our gold and our silver, we'll find a bank vault to protect it and hide it and treasure it. Our wealth, our money, we'll put it in a bank. But the seconds and the days and the hours and the moments of the life of this world, like a block of ice that is relentlessly melting in the sun, how are you going to stop the inexorable movement of time? Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Yabna Adam, إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ أَيَّامٍ O insan, you are a collection of days. You are a collection of days. يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ Quran describes the inexorable movement of time. Day entering night, night entering day. Day wrapped up by night, night wrapped up by day. What is the reality behind this? That insan, when he came into this world, he had come for a fixed period of time. So fixed that Quran declares, وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةٌ وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ That Allah has sent you for a set number of years, days, months, weeks, hours, minutes, seconds. Allah has sent you for that fixed period of time. And when that appointed time comes for you to leave this world, وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ You have a promised time. لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةٌ وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ You will not be able to delay it even by 1 second. Not 1 second extra. No matter what you do, what power you have, what a great king you may be, you will not be able to delay it even by 1 second. فَإِذَا الْمَنِيَّةُ أَنْشَبَتْ أَظْفَارَهَا أَلْفَيْذَ كُلَّ تَمِيمَةٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ Like the poet says, when moth bears its claws, then all the forces and all the systems of this world will not be able to benefit you in the least.